New Country Z100. Good morning, Kent and the Country Morning Show today. The sun is shining. Life is good, and the most unrealistic reality show, well, maybe the second most, it is The Bachelorette. It was on last night. My wife joins me right now. Joy, good morning, love.
Good morning.
Well, the DJ got sent home last night.
He did.
There just wasn't that connection, was there?
I think that she wanted it to be there. He's real shy. And I think he kind of redeemed himself whenever he finally kissed her, because he was the only guy left that had not kissed her.
Wow.
And so after he kissed her, I felt like he kind of redeemed himself a little bit. But then when they sat down and started talking, like she was saying, she believes in this fairy tale kind of love and that kind of thing. And he kind of was like, he was pretty skeptical. And I think she saw that. And I think that scared her off.
JoJo's probably thinking, I really got to find husband material here.
Yeah, at this point, that's what she's looking for.
What was the next thing that was on your radar there, Joy?
Well, then they did the group date. It was a lot of the people that I think that she felt confident about, Luke and Jordan and Robbie. Yeah. And then the Alex was in that date as well, and James Taylor.
What was the big argument about between James Taylor and Jordan?
Well, it was actually a kind of a petty argument, but it had to do with something with poker. They were playing poker, and he, I guess, told JoJo that he felt like Jordan acts like he's entitled sometimes. Most people that say anything about Jordan, they're gone.
Right.
But I think she really respects James Taylor, and I think she knows that he's honest and is there to protect her and that he's there for her.
Well, and then I kind of feel like Jordan, I don't know about him anymore. He was my front runner from the beginning, but now I'm like, maybe he is a little spoiled little guy. I don't know.
He's too good. I've said that from the beginning. He's too good. He says all the right things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a big fan.
Luke got a rose. Was that during the group date?
Yes.
Okay. That surprised me a little bit. Did it surprise you with Luke? I mean, he's kind of mysterious to me.
Yeah, it didn't surprise me because they had a really good one-on-one talk during the date. And they had a really great, passionate kiss.
Oh, my.
And he opened up to her. And I thought they had a good, they had a good conversation.
The person who you think won the night, would you call it Chase?
In my opinion, yes. I just fell in love with him last night. He was very nervous. It was a two-on-one date with him and Derek. Mm-hmm. And Derek went into the date overly confident, which I do not like. That's an immediate turnoff for me. And I think Chase got really nervous because she told him, I feel like you're not giving me what I need. And so then he kind of opened up to her as best as he could. But it was so genuine. And he like had tears. Like I thought he was going to cry for a second. And he really had me. He got me.
And if they're doing the tango, is that what they were doing?
Yeah.
Okay. See, everybody in Vegas is listening to what you have to say, Joy, because they know they're going to make odds accordingly.
Yeah.
Okay, as we get into the final rose ceremony here, my love, I will just tell you, back in the day when they first started these shows, there was no variation of the rules. There was no compromising of the rules or adding things at the last minute or changing who can be here or bringing people onto the show. But nowadays, if you're the Bachelorette or you're the Bachelor, you just make up the rules as you go.
I was shocked, honestly. I thought she was going to send them both home because I felt like they were both kind of on the same level of that kind of friendship level almost. So whenever he brought the two roses out, I was shocked. But I just wish she would have just kept James Taylor. I like him. I think he's just a really sweet guy. And then I felt like he was so appreciative of that rose. Like, he didn't care how he got it. He was just happy he got it.
Yeah.
He was thankful. And then you had Alex, who was like, I didn't want a rose like this. Nobody wants a rose like this.
We've got all these guys coming back. But let me see if I got them all here. Robbie, who I don't know that much about, he seems cocky too to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's got the fancy beard and the hair.
I think he's her type, though. I think he is her type. So I think he will make it far, but I'm not a big fan of his either.
Okay, and then you got Luke, who I think she just likes his muscles. Okay, you know what I mean? I mean, I've seen him with a shirt off. He goes to the gym, a couple times a week, probably.
Yeah, it's definitely an attraction there.
Yeah, Then you got Jordan. Well, I don't know about Jordan. James Taylor, the music guy. You got Alex, the Marine. And then you've got Chase. Are you saying Chase is on the case, that he is the main dude?
I like to hope so.
Okay.
I think he's going to make it far.
You're putting your money on Chase.
I'm going to, yes.
Okay. Joy, my love, love of my life, I appreciate your input into this as always.
You're very welcome.
I love you.
Love you too.
Bet you think I'm sitting at home.